The Sweetest Dream, written by Doris Lessing, read by Carol Boyd.
Section 1.
An early evening in autumn, and the street below was a scene of small yellow lights that suggested intimacy and people already bundled up for winter. Behind her, the room was filling with a chilly dark, but nothing could dismay her. She was floating as high as a summer cloud, as happy as a child who had just learned to walk. The reason for this uncharacteristic lightness of heart was a telegram from her former husband, Johnny Lennox, Comrade Johnny, 3 days ago. Signed contract for Fidel Film, all arrears and current payment to you, Sunday. Today was Sunday. The all arrears had been due, she knew, to something like the fever of elation she was feeling now. There was no question of his paying all, which by now must amount to so much money she no longer bothered to keep an account. But he surely must be expecting a really big sum to sound so confident. Here a little breeze, apprehension, did reach her. Confidence was his. No, she must not say stock in trade, even if she had often in her life felt that. But could she ever remember him being outfaced by circumstances? Even discomforted. On a desk behind her, two letters lay side by side, like a lesson in life's improbable but so frequent dramatic juxtapositions. One offered her a part in a play. Frances Lennox was a minor, steady, reliable actress, and had never been asked for anything more. This part was in a brilliant new play, a two-hander, and the male part would be taken by Tony Wilde, who until now had seemed so far above her, she would never have had the...